Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and I wanted to say that I'm concerned my American freedoms have been taken away. I'm talking about personal and private and things that's related to it. On a public level, I'm concerned that with the U.S. Supreme Court took away Roe v. Wade, they're going to take away right to gay marriage, right to, sodomy laws, things that are private. You know, that's against the Constitution to search and seizure that was inside, And I think the Supreme Court may violate that because their religious beliefs are so bigoted and so controlling. It's affecting the country as we speak. And that's a concern I have. So the way to deal with it, as I said, from legally, Congress got to pass a statute to protect gay people and people's rights to abortion and so on, for the constitutional law to be upheld, because the Supreme Court is filled with people who don't understand it. They think they should mix religion with state, and religion is supposed to be separate. It is in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that religion and a state has to be separate. The personal level that I have is I have people in my building otherwise who violate my freedom, American freedoms, by peeping in my home, allegedly, or looking inside my home, and they had no business doing that. You know, that's a crime. So I had to call the police constantly because of these allegations. I don't want nobody looking at my home, and it's illegal. I'm tired talking about it, but I believe I have been trespassed. These people don't know how to live in this country. They don't know, understand right from wrong. My condo is mine legally. So I want to move to a place where I have no perverts looking at me. I own the property by law. It was on law. I had this 2004, but I did not want somebody to look inside my home and think they continuously do it regardless of what I feel as a homeowner or the law, because I can't deal with no perverts, a psychopath. If anyone see a picture of Dove Knight in the bedroom, bathroom, in the future, present, they can go to prison. The other rights that I feel personally has been violated is when a sociopath, a dangerous woman pretending to be a caseworker, have contacted, she said out her mouth, and I don't know if this has been proven, that she contacted law school, she contacted Purdue, she contacted whatever. UWA, she's not supposed to get grades. It's confidentiality violation. That's illegal. She said I got rejected or whatever. That's criminal. What she did was a crime, was evil. So did she try to take away my right to go for my dreams? Just like with my music, my right to go for my dreams and make them come true. If someone's going to try to hinder my music or make up stories or try to steal my music, that's not right. So I had to call, the legal people involved, because this woman is dangerous, and it's in the people involved. Just because they don't have no dreams or their jealousy, don't have no right to try to stop mine. And you can't be nosy looking in someone's home because you can go to prison. So many people times I went to prison for it. They had no right to be calling the school. I believe she said she contacted UWA about my grades. That has not been proven, but they should investigate this because that's a lie. I told Purdue and I told these schools when I was a student that she was contacting them. They said they didn't receive any contact. But, I had to file a restraining order on this person. I wonder why this person comes around. They don't have no dreams or don't have no ambitions or jealous of me. They should be arrested. They should not be living next door to me in my home nearby or across the street. They should be locked up, especially when it's been going on for 20 years. That's insane. So the police had to be involved because this is kind of like a terrorist thing. I'm not attracted to no hoodlum, no psychopath, no drug addict. I'm not attracted to no criminal. I'm not attracted to no pervert. I'm not attracted to no loser who sits around their ass and try to target me every single day. My freedoms may have been taken away, right to be left alone, a right to privacy, because the police won't lock these people up. You know, that's not right. That is no right. That is not right. Confidentiality violation. I didn't give her permission to call Purdue or UWA or whatever. I'm too high functioning. When someone wants to try to hinder my dream to be a lawyer or try to hinder my dream for self-centered motives and make up stories, or try to hinder me from getting in school, or try to prevent me from take away my American dream to be a star or whatever. Something is wrong. These people should be locked up. If I call the police should lock them up. They're dangerous. They're not supposed to be out in the society. I don't want to deal with that. As I said before, another reason why all this is going on is that these mentally ill people come over here from a nearby center, thinking I'm going to be some manager or something. I'm not a therapist, okay? They said they thought I was a therapist. That's crazy, okay? Whatever delusion they have, I'm not in psychology no more. Thanks to them, I can't deal with people who are dangerous. They need to seek a counselor, get on medication, move on with their lives. Now, there's more than that. They're criminal. They're dangerous. It is true that an element... While most people who have mental health issues, as it was explained on the internet, are not dangerous, there are a few who are. These people are the stereotype sick people who are dangerous. And they're angry because I mentioned Cornerstone. They should not be coming from Cornerstone, coming from any neighborhood. Should not be living on Vos or Van Nuys. 14411 Vos, 14420 Vos, keep away from me. It should not be living on Haskell coming over here. I don't want nothing to do with them. I don't have no attraction. They sell drugs, do drugs, prostitute, whatever. I don't hang out with that element. I never did. I never will. It's because they look at my black skin and think that I'm somebody to target. Maybe they can. I know they're from South Los Angeles and they've been went to jail, went to prison, or they're from some other area where they did this constantly and they got in trouble with the law or live in a building, come from another country or wherever they come from where they committed crimes and went to prison. They should not be continuously out on the street coming near people who, like me, who is law-abiding. They should not look at me as some target because they can't get their act together. And particularly these African-Americans are persisting in black-on-black crime. I don't owe them anything. I'm not no role model to them. They're dangerous, especially someone I don't know. They get off their black ass and stop committing minding their business. And they're not all black. These black mentally ill people need to be locked up. They're too dangerous to be. They're dangerous to other African Americans like me who are trying to succeed. Or those Latin or white individuals in my building. Or Arab or whatever. They don't understand the basic common sense of laws and boundaries. So my American freedoms are taken away if the police don't lock these people up. Because nobody should be like me or anybody who's law-abiding and have a higher functioning and know basic common sense on how to respect my business and stuff should not be dealing with someone whose mentality and temperament is of the age, lower than the age of a 10-year-old. I don't want to deal with somebody who don't understand how to stop targeting me by coming around, stalking, and so on. A restraining order and calling the police is not enough. I don't want to deal with no dangerous hoodlum. I deal with law-abiding people. And then what really makes me upset is these people say, false allegations like, oh, I don't like my people. That happens all the time. is not about that. I'm very open-minded. I don't want to deal with them because they're dangerous. What your skin color is no excuse for being dangerous. Because you got a substance, because you didn't get your act together and you're jealous. It's no excuse to try to stop me from being in law school because you're jealous or you're trying to make me be something that goes against my will. That's against the law. You should be locked up. You got not only have a mental problem, you're a criminal. So I will be calling the police constantly to arrest the people, and these people include people in my building. They live in the 7307 high school, has to be investigated. So should the nearby area. These people have backgrounds, I'm sure, based on how they went to act. They've been in prison before. They have severe mental problems. They don't have they have trouble with the law. They have drug and alcohol dependency. There's nothing wrong with this situation. I don't have any of that. I don't deal with people of that, regardless of where they come from or what color or what religion. It has to do with their character. They're too dangerous. I'm now role model to no hoodlum. So I had to tell the management constantly that I didn't allow that. The management don't, said that's illegal. The building management said you can't peep in someone's home looking on a wire or roof into someone's home. And I say, as a homeowner, don't allow that. You can't do it. And, they don't have no, all they're worried about is business, and they think, they should be worried about stop committing crimes. Then the business would be okay. They don't know how to live in this country if they're Latin, because some of these are Latin people. Maybe they don't know how to live in this country. They should be deported. They don't know, understand boundaries. Well, now we need to learn that criminals and violators and crazy people should not be around other people. I don't want those hoodlums coming over here. They got severe mental problems and looking for someone to target because they can't take care of themselves. Or they're looking for me to press my buttons. That's sick in the head. They've been doing this for 20 years since the Bow Street and in this building. They still don't have no understanding of the laws and rules. Something is wrong with this picture. My American freedoms are taken away. And as I said before, no one should have gone with what I went through. All right, everything I say is truthful. I don't want my rights to be as an American, as a gay person, to be taken away by the Supreme Court. But I also don't want my rights to go for my dreams, to be in the music industry or to be a lawyer or doctor, to be taken away by dangerous hoodlums who should be locked up in prison or a mental hospital. That's not right. In essence, my American freedoms have already been taken away because these hoodlums keep coming over here who shouldn't have been locked up in the first place. And I'm concerned my rights will be further taken away on the national level by a Supreme Court of people who are prejudiced. That's not right. Everybody, American freedoms, regardless of what you believe and what you think, should be left alone. There are, if whatever dream you want to go for, you should be allowed to do it. You should not be harassed for doing it. And that is the truth. Hopefully, you have to have a government law, particularly in California, which is very liberal and blue. We can't have no crazy people trying to harass people from going for dreams because they can't get their act together or they're insane. That's not fair to me or to you. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.